السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. This is an ayah from the Quran which we often hear towards the end of the khutbah on Fridays. In this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to do adl. Adl yani justice. Ihsan, kindness. Allah Azza wa Jal has also commanded us that we spend our money on our relatives. Wa ita'i dhil qurba. And Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden us to do evil and wrong. يَعِظُّكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah advises you so that you remember. The first part of the ayah mentions two important commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. One of them is Adl, then the other is Ihsan. And Adl and Ihsan are also very important characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was always just. And he was also always fair. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always kind, always muhsin. When we say adl in our language, generally we say justice. Adil, a person who is just. And what is justice? We consider justice when we are dealing with people in our day-to-day transactions, or when we have any important engagement with somebody, this person is just, this person is not just, etc. But in Islam, adl is broader than this. Adl is to give everything its own right. Everything has got right. So everything has to be given its own right. And that is adl. Now, absence of adl or lack of adl is injustice. So when the right of a thing is not given, that is injustice. So when we take it this way, then almost in every amal there is justice and there is injustice. Either we are giving its own right or we are not giving its own right. That's why the ulama used to say, Al-adlu wad'u shay'i fi mahallihi. Adl is to keep everything in the right place. Keep everything in the right place. I remember my father, may Allah have mercy on him. He used to have a cupboard where he used to keep his stuff. Notebooks, sometimes cash, any diaries, any small things. And back home, every now and then you will have, electricity disappearing. Sometimes in the evening, at night, there is no electricity. And it takes time by the time you find candle and you lit. So he used to say, keep it in a manner that even in darkness, you should know where it is. Even if there is no light, you should know where it is. And I have seen him many times because he used to have a room in the masjid. And in that room, there was this cupboard. So sometimes for going for salah or leaving the masjid, if he wanted to pick up something or if he wanted to keep something, he would open the door of the room, he would go inside without turning the light on. He would keep it, he would lock it, and then he would come out. Or he would take it, he would lock it, and he would come out. Al-Adl is to keep everything in its own place. Adl is to give everything its own right. So this way, Allah Azza wa Jalla has rights. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has rights. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum have rights. The ulama who have preserved the knowledge of deen, they have rights. Our parents, they have rights. Community members, many people have many rights. And the environment where we are living, that also has right. Our own body has rights. Inna li badanika alayka haqqa. Your body has right upon you. Wa inna li nafsika alayka haqqa. Indeed, your nafs has right upon you. So when we give everything its own right, that is adl. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a'dalun nas. He was the most just among the people. He was the most kind and at the same time most just. Sometimes we are kind. We are kind whenever we like. We are kind to whom we like. I have children. I like somebody more. So I am kind towards him. Hugging him more. Taking him out more. Or buying gifts for him more. Etc. Kindness is good, but this kindness is just, it looks, I am being very generous, I am being very good towards my family, but actually there could be injustice. Sometimes it is not very apparent, it's not very clear, but it could be injustice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a narration, if I am correct, from Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhu. His father brought him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have given him gift, yani piece of land, farm, something, gift, yani valuable gift. The reason why I am saying, because of what is coming next. So I want you to be witness upon that. Because when we give anything important, we make sure that people know that I have given this person this property, so that later on there is no dispute. Other children do not challenge him. SubhanAllah, in everything of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is lot of wisdom. In our community, many times people do many important financial transactions without any witness. This shop for this son, this house for this daughter, this factory for this person, there is nothing in writing. What happens? It is very rare, if the father dies, that the children distribute accordingly. It is very rare. Unfortunately, in most of the cases, neither they respect the wish and the will of the father, nor they abide by the rules of Islam. There are strict and clear rules about inheritance, who should get what. And it is interesting that in madrasas, it is taught as a separate subject, although it is part of fiqh. This subject is part of the fiqh, like the way we learn fiqh of tahara, fiqh of salah, fiqh of zakat, fiqh of hajj, fiqh of fasting, fiqh of nikah, talaq. So this is fiqh of mirath, is part of fiqh. But because of its importance, because of the importance of inheritance, it is taught separately. And it is taught, you know, with lot of duration of time, so that people give importance. So mirath is a hukm of Allah Azza wa Jal. But how many people actually abide by the teachings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Many people, most of the people delay. Yeah, father has just died. Why you are so in a rush to take the belonging of the father? Look at this person, he doesn't have respect, right? And delay. Let 40 days pass, 40 days pass. Let 4 months pass. 4 months. But abhi ek saal bhi nahi hua. No, no, not even anniversary. Let 1 year pass. By the time 1 year would pass, those who can manipulate things, they will position themselves. They will take advantage of the situation and they know what to do exactly. Khalas, that's it. They decide themselves who should get what. Now later on, somebody says, okay, brothers, you know, family, let's sit down and work it out. There is no need to sit down. Everything is clear. Why you need to sit down? My father had already told me that I should get this, he should get that. There is no need. Why you want to waste time? Somebody is in Saudi Arabia, somebody is in Dubai, somebody is in Canada. Why you want to give trouble to the people and bring them for no reason? Then you will have endless dispute. Until they die, unless if Allah wants something else, they will have something in their heart. That my brother has taken this, my sister has taken this. Some people have complained against their mothers. Oh, may Allah forgive us. Look at the justice. How important it is. If the justice is not done, people have can ill feelings towards their mothers. I'm saying this because of experience. People have ill feelings towards their mothers if the justice is not done. Subhanallah. So Sahabi comes and says, Ya Rasulullah, I have given this son of mine a gift. Can you please be witness to that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, have you given other children gifts as well? And gift here, it does not mean like candy or buying a pen, for example, or buying, no, gift yani property, valuable stuff, where people are going to have feelings. He said, no. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I do not become witness upon injustice. La ashhadu ala jawr, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I do not witness upon injustice. This is not justice that you have several children and you are giving property to one child and the others, they don't get anything. This is injustice. I don't want to become witness to that. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us to be kind, but at the same time to be just. Sometimes they are together, but sometimes they are separate. And that's why we see in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, both. We see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam best example for justice, and also best example of kindness. The best meaning of the kindness Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself explained. لَيْسَ الْوَاصُلُ بِالْمُكَافِي. The person who pays back, for example, somebody has done a favor, I do a favor in return. Somebody has said something nice, I say something nice. People used to say, have good night, good morning. Now, just good one. Good one. It can be night, it can be day, it can be anything. Leave it for the people. So he says good one. Well, good one. This is not any kindness. This is just paying the favor back. This is good, but this is not kindness. This is not ihsan. What is ihsan? Ihsan is somebody does wrong to you. Somebody harms you. Somebody gives you trouble. Somebody gives you hard time. Somebody gives you a lot of pain. And then you forgive. You say, no, it's okay. There might be something in it. There might be some benefit for me. There might be some wisdom. There might be some hikmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There is always some learning in everything which happens to us. So to forgive, forget, and then show generosity. This is ihsan. But this is not easy. Saying is easy, but having it in our life is too hard. because our nafs does not accept it easily. Somebody says something to me, I will remember that. And I will tell him at the right time. I will show him at the right time. Because the nafs gets satisfaction. When we take revenge, there is a lot of satisfaction. Some people say, revenge is served cold. Revenge is a dish which is served cold. And take time, no rush. Don't forget. Somebody has said something to you, don't forget. Remember it in your life, in your heart. This is an unnecessary burden on the soul. You are putting yourself under stress for no reason. Somebody has said something yesterday. How many minutes, how many hours have already passed? Life has moved on. So many people have been born, so many people have died, so many plants have grown. So much has happened in this life since yesterday. Why should I keep what somebody said? Leave. Move on. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much he suffered in Makkah? How much Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they have suffered in Makkah? You have books and books. You have narrations upon narrations, stories upon stories about each Sahabi. You can actually have a book about the suffering of each Sahabi, how they suffered, how Bilal suffered, how Abu Bakr suffered, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Abu Huraira, obviously, his Islam was late. But other Sahaba who accepted Islam in Makkah, they suffered a lot. In fact, for some people, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised them to go back to their tribe because they could not afford to live in Makkah. Many Sahaba, they accepted Islam at an early stage, like Abu Dharr Ghifari, for example, radiallahu anhu, he accepted Islam in Makkah, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, go back and stay in your tribe because you're going to live in Makkah. Makkah is full of hardship, so it is better for you that you stay there. Many Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they suffered. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself suffered. His family suffered. His innocent young children, they suffered. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she had difficult time. Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha, difficult time. Sayyida Ali radiallahu anha, Sayyida Fatima, many Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they suffered. So it is not like pain to you only. Pain to the family is greater. Pain for the children is greater. But still, after all of that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went back to Makkah in year 8, in the Amul Fath, when he conquered Makkah, and the entire Makkah was under his control, he could just say anything, and that would happen. He is the leader of the army, head of the state. He is everything for people, for Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is everything. His father, his sheikh, his ustad, his muallim, his qaid, his leader, his head of the state, his everything, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could just say anything, that's it, that will happen. He could simply have said, oh, these people of Makkah, they don't have the right to exist. How could they exist? They have caused a lot of pain to a Nabi. They have hurt Imam al-Anbiya. They have hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the best. The most beloved of Allah, how could they exist? They don't have the right to exist. Believe me, in 2-3 hours, the people of Makkah will finish. Sahaba, they would just do anything. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did ihsan. And he showed practical example of ihsan. Let people do whatever they do. People do what they have inside. But you do what you have inside. If you have love for humanity, if you have respect for humanity, if you have respect for the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, then you show kindness to the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, no matter what. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he declared, anybody who enters Kaaba is safe, regardless. Anybody who stays at home is safe. Anybody who leaves arms is safe. So blanket safety. Blanket safety. Now look at the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and justice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, in the history, whenever a country is conquered, the first thing you do is that you humiliate the leaders. kill the leaders and humiliate the leaders. Because when you humiliate the leaders, then you can show your power. I am powerful and your own leaders, they are nothing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu was the leader of Quraysh and who was not Muslim until very late stage. After the Fath of Makkah, he accepted Islam radiallahu anhu. So he said, whoever enters the house of Abu Sufyan is also safe. Whoever enters the house of Abu Sufyan, man dakhala dara bi Sufyan fa huwa amin. This is to honor Abu Sufyan, who is the leader of the people. The people have been on the wrong side. But now you forgive them, they will be on the right side. May Allah Azza give us understanding of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah.